I'm Shamita Basu, and you're listening to The Takeaway. Some scientists warn that for the first time in centuries, the southwestern U.S. is in the midst of a mega drought. That's according to a new study published in the academic journal Science. Mega droughts occur when a region has experienced severe drought conditions for a long period of time, usually across multiple decades. As concerns grow over the coming wildfire season on the West Coast and how the coronavirus could affect their response, we talked to Park Williams. He's a climate scientist at Columbia University and one of the authors of the new study. Park, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
So tell us, what exactly is a mega drought and how does it compare to a regular drought?
Mega droughts were really first discovered in the 1900s. In the early 1900s, tree-ring scientists found these phenomenal droughts evident in tree-ring records. And these droughts that occurred during the medieval period back about 1,000 years ago through about 400 years ago happened repeatedly. And the reason we call them mega droughts is because they are bigger than and longer lasting than any drought that we have seen in modern times. And that means that modern society, which really developed in the 1800s and 1900s, is probably not tuned to a mega drought. And so while mega drought may have a bit of a nebulous definition, the one thing we know is that a mega drought is unlike anything that we saw in the 1800s or 1900s.
And you're saying that this is something that shows up in tree rings, like when you cut into the stump of a tree and you're able to study the rings in that tree trunk. How is it evident in the tree rings?
Right. As trees grow, they put on an annual growth ring every year. And a big wide ring in the tree trunk means the tree grew a lot in that year. And if the ring is skinny, it means it grew a little bit. And in the West, generally the primary limiting factor on life is water. And so in years when water was not plentiful, then the tree rings are skinny, and it's not just one tree that'll have a skinny ring. Essentially, all the trees across the West will have a skinny ring, and so we can use these sequences of skinny rings and fat rings like barcodes to see how drought varied in the past.
That's so interesting. So how do you define that a mega drought is currently happening?
Well, we can use these tree ring records to see what drought was like almost up until present. But of course, many of the tree ring records we're collecting or were collected back in the 1980s and 1990s. And so we can extend these tree ring records of drought with actual observations of drought based on climate data all the way up through present. And what we see is that right around the year 2000, the bottom dropped back out of the bucket and the West began drying. And we know it began drying because we've seen Lake Mead and Lake Powell in the West declining. We've seen explosive increases in wildfire activity. We've seen these giant bark beetle outbreaks. We've seen rapid extraction of groundwater. And so we've known this drought is bad, but it's been tough to tell exactly how bad until now. And what our assessment shows is that the drought that began in the 2000s, even though there have been brief breaks, just like the mega droughts had, this drought that began in 2000s has been on par with the worst two decade periods of the worst mega droughts that occurred about 1,000 years ago.
And where exactly are we seeing these extreme drought conditions? Like what states or parts of states are affected?
Our analysis covers what we call southwestern North America, and it extends across most of the western continental U.S. and also includes northern Mexico. It goes up as far north as southern Montana, and it goes down as far south as a couple hundred miles into southern Mexico.
Park, what is responsible for these extreme drought conditions that we're seeing today, and how much of it can be attributed to climate change?
We've known for decades now that generally when droughts occur across the West or anywhere, the main thing that it takes is just bad luck. The atmosphere just teams up against a part of the world, what we call an atmospheric ridge forms, where storms are not allowed through and things dry out, they get really hot, and you get a drought. The main purpose of this study that we did, how much of this drought was just bad luck and how much is due to climate change, meaning how likely is it this drought is really going to continue in the future? We imagined a hypothetical world and we recalculated what drought would have been like without the warming trends we've observed over the last century. And what we see is that, yes, the West still would have been in a drought over the last 20 years without the extra 3 degrees Fahrenheit of warming, but the drought wouldn't have been nearly as severe. In fact, the drought that would have occurred due to just bad luck and not climate change would have been about half as severe as the drought that was actually observed. It wouldn't be going toe-to-toe with the mega droughts that we see in the tree ring record from last millennium. And that is really important. It's going to take less and less bad luck to fall back into severe drought in the future. And it's going to take more and more good luck to pull ourselves back out of drought in the future.
What about the implications for the people and the wildlife who live in that region? What has this drought meant for them?
We have seen wildfires increase, especially in forests. Since the early 1980s or so, we've seen the annual area of forest fire increase by a factor of more than 10, meaning that there's more forest burned in an average year today than there was about 40 years ago. We've seen massive bark beetle outbreaks, which have been promoted by severe drought and temperatures. And we've seen major limitations on how much water is available. California, for example, had to instate really aggressive water restrictions. We've seen big shifts in agriculture. What we've seen is agriculture using more water out of the ground. Groundwater is a backstop to buffer against the consequences of this drought. And because groundwater takes a long time to replenish in many places, this is an unsustainable activity, meaning that in order to have a more comfortable drought right now, we've been borrowing from our resilience to drought in the future.
Do you have any concerns about what the emergency response to wildfires will look like during this pandemic?
Once again, across the majority of the West, including a lot of our forested areas, the Sierra Nevadas, the central and northern Rockies, the Cascade Range in the Pacific Northwest, these areas are abnormally dry right now, and that generally promotes fire. And so unless these areas are bailed out by a wet summer, fire activity is going to be fire potential, the flammability is going to be really high. At the same time, a lot of fires are set by people on accident. Will there be more people out in nature during this pandemic or less? I don't think we quite know yet. What we do know is what you were just suggesting, that the ability to respond to fires may not be as strong as it is in normal years. For example, training camps for firefighters have already had to be altered or canceled because of the pandemic. And so will firefighters be able to have the same response this year? I really don't know, but what I'm reading is probably the same as many. That is that the response is probably going to be weaker this year. And so we may see some bigger fires, but that's yet to be seen, I say.
Park Williams is a climate scientist at Columbia University. Park, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.